for this half hour. We've had him on before. Michael Letts is the founder, the president, and the CEO of Invest, a national grassroots organization that helps hundreds of communities. In fact, Michael, first of all, welcome to the program. Nice to have you back.
Well, always an honor to be with you, Pat. Thank you so much.
Let me ask you, where you guys provide thousands of bulletproof vests and other things for police forces, especially in an age when we've got some nut job politicians that say what we need to do is, you know, stop our funding of police and everything else. How's that been going for you guys? How many different police agencies around the country have you guys touched?
Wow, that's a great question. We have touched so many, I guess, within the last 3 months that I honestly, we're talking about hundreds. I don't know that I could give you an accurate account if I had some staff to pull it. But we've affected agencies all across the country. It's an outpouring from the American people.
Yeah. Well, I knew it was hundreds because I knew you guys were over 300 the last time I talked to you. And that's pretty amazing. Okay, let's talk about it. In Buffalo, New York, just this week, as we were going into the weekend, a horrific happening there where one young man took 10 lives, injured some others, and did it all for, it's pretty hard to get around it. The kid had some kind of a weird supremacy. Some say it was white supremacy. It sounded like it wasn't, though, targeted just to blacks. It was for everybody that wasn't white. He hated Jews. He hated Arabs. He hated blacks. He hated Hispanics. But if you read, and I read some of his manifesto before it got taken off the wire, and when you read it, this is a kid who by 18 years of age was fairly well screwed up.
Oh, there's no question. And, you know, there are so many issues to discuss on this case that on what the vein you're headed down now. Look, where are our federal agencies? I mean, the FBI, among others, that are supposed to be protecting us from those kind of domestic threats. Because all I see him doing now is trying to lock up people who are trying to go to the Capitol to watch democracy in progress.
Yeah.
Or going to school board meetings and trying to terrify parents who don't agree with the school board policy.
Yeah, they're trying to equate a 45-year-old dad who's trying to stand up at a school board meeting in Virginia to stand for the rights of his children, and they're trying to equate him to this kid who was all screwed up in all kinds of ways.
That's just heinous. I mean, it's morally reprehensible that they would do such a thing and to even make that kind of a comparison. And that is what they're doing. That's just the first thing on this particular issue. When we talk about this young gentleman, young kid, second thing that it clearly shows in Buffalo, and you're going to hear me make an announcement on your show that we're starting a national movement, it clearly shows that gun control does not work. We've known that. You and I have known that for quite some time.
Yeah, it doesn't work, and yet that's going to be the only arrow that the Democrats are going to pull out of their quiver. We need more gun control. We need more of this. We find out that the kid actually bought the gun legally, and then he modified it. So how are you going to stop somebody from modifying something they already own?
You can, Pat. And here's what I would tell all of your listeners across this great land of ours. How many millions of veterans do we have? Those who have military experience know what an arm, what a firearm is, and know how to use one, and know how to modify one if necessary. So it's time to take the gloves off. It's time to be very direct and forward. Gun control does not work. It never came close to working. You had 50 years to try to modify it and do what you can. The definition of insanity is to do the same thing over and over again and expect a different result.
Well, when we had a guy a couple of years ago up north who, during a Christmas parade, I think it was, and he took his vehicle and he drove it right down the middle of the street and ran into the crowd. He ran into the marching band. He went through all that. I didn't see anybody calling in Congress to come and to start disallowing certain vehicles to be built.
Yeah, you didn't see them ban SUVs, did you?
No. See, but that would be the logical thing if their position on guns is logical.
But it's not. And here's where we need to head in this country. Let's just say some very frank things that need to be said on the air.
All right.
Gun control does not work. America, and I remember I'm all over the country. I'm on talk shows all over the country. America has now been reduced to a state of panic. Every time people call in, they're saying, We're supporting our officers, but climate is getting worse. What are we going to do? That's the time that drastic action is required. Here is what needs to be done. We need to suspend all gun control laws throughout the entire country for the next 30 to 60 days. That needs to be open carry allowed in every state, in every city, in every province of the union. We need to utilize our federal and state resources. Talk about law enforcement to make sure that there are classes running 24/7 to teach our citizens how to use a firearm.
Yeah.
How to make it safety. You put that on the street for the next 30 to 60 days, and I'm willing to bet my life on it, Pat, that violent crime will get stopped dead in its tracks, and you'll begin to see a downward spiral of an upward trend that we have not been able to control that, quite frankly, is fixing to destroy this country.
Yeah. So now, when you say that we need to allow for the open carry, is that what's going on in Philadelphia right now? Explain to me exactly what it is that Philadelphia is doing right now.
Here is what is shocking. I'm still in shock. This is just, we're talking about just happened in a matter of a few days ago. We have been pressing for some time that this issue of more guns, that our thin blue line is stretched so thin they cannot perform.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot repair the damage that has been done solely just to our thin blue line. We have to do some drastic things to get our nation back squared and back where it needs to be. So we have been proposing that we need more citizens on the street armed. And we've been proposing that we need open carry in every municipality, in every state in America. And by doing that, Philadelphia, being a liberal state, basically gave me a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
They have actually decided to implement this and see what happens. And if I'm a betting man and your audience is a betting person, I'm willing to say that if you bet on that, you're going to be a big winner.
Yeah. Well, but if you'd bet 2 weeks before that Philadelphia would be the first city to step up and do it, I'd have lost that one.
Yeah, so would I. I'm still in shock. I thought I'm having to reach for my nitroglycerin tablets right now.
Yeah. Honey, go get my nitro pill. So Michael, let me ask you, because we still have people at the same time, this is just amazing to me, who are calling for defunding police, depopulating police. You know, it's just absolutely amazing. I'm sick and tired of people in, for example, in Portland, Oregon, who say defund the police, and they cut the police way down, and then they start having a huge rash of crime right in downtown Portland, and the next thing you know, they're calling for an extra $3 million in their budget over what they had for police the year before, and they said, well, you just need to go back and rehire all the guys we let go. You know what? You let them go like that, they may not want to come back and work for you.
Well, I will tell you this, Pat, we are already discovering across the country that is a reality, not a fantasy. Officers that have left are not coming back. You show me that you do not support me.
Mm-hmm.
You do not pay me worth anything. You want me to die for people that hate me every day. And you show me no respect. Life doesn't work that way.
No, it does not work that way.
People are now leaving in droves. Now they're getting panicked in these cities and saying, oh, no, bring them back, bring them back. They have no interest in coming back. And what they're doing now is twofold. Either I'm going to drive a garbage truck. I'm going to find a different profession. Or I'm going to go south to Florida where somebody respects me.
Yep.
And, well, they'll need me. And, well, they'll treat me decently.
Yeah,
they're not coming back to where they've been disrupted.
When are we going
to
realize as a nation why it is that Florida is prospering and going forward and they have better numbers of kids in school, better numbers of achievement in school, better numbers of police doing what they're supposed to do? Because Florida has given them a place, a stage to be what it is that they wanted to be. And some of them, their cities and their towns, they're ready to just cut them loose for no reason. I wouldn't stay there.
Pat, you are a common sense American, patriotic American, which I personally believe that probably 95% of Americans are.
Oh, I do too.
You know, and quite frankly, I think America is desperate for leadership. I think America, in all my travels across this great land of ours, people are panicking, and rightly so. They think we have lost, turned a curve to the point of no return. I'm here to tell them that is not the case. We can restore freedom, justice, and liberty to this country, but we'll no longer do it by just making a minor adjustment on the television now. Drastic action is going to have to occur. It has to occur now, or we will not get the opportunity to do anything at all.
So let me ask you, basically, if I get this in a nutshell, one of the things that you're calling for is you are calling for giving everybody the ability to do legal carry, open carry, and have their Correct. Weapons with them, so that when the bad guys are on the streets, they're going to know there's a lot of other people out there also who are armed on the streets, but they don't know who. When they go into a school to cause trouble, they don't know which teacher's carrying, they don't know which person in the office is carrying, what janitor's carrying. If they come into a radio station, they don't know which of us are carrying. If they go into a hospital, is it a nurse, is it a doctor, is it an intern? But they don't know. And I'm telling you right now, that will cut down on this nonsense.
Well, there's no question, no question at all, Pat. And you're exactly right what we are proposing. I want every American, regardless of whether they live in Columbia, South Carolina, or they live in L.A., California, to be able to strap a sidearm to their, let people know you got it.
Yep.
Strap one on and go drive cross country, drive to D.C. if they want to. Nobody says a word, get on a plane, whatever needs to be done. You see, criminals are not stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They understand it is a business.
Yeah.
It doesn't do no good to make money if I'm dead.
Well, and how many times have you and I heard stories where somebody's in, like Columbine, they're in there, they're shooting up the school, or somebody's shooting up a theater, or this happens or that happens, and then all at once, they hear gunshot coming from somebody else, and it's over.
Right.
Either they're killed, or they drop their gun, or they give up, or they commit suicide, or whatever. So why don't we have more people in place to do that?
Exactly. Happens more every... So that, I mean, there are a lot of components to this plan that we are asking to be implemented nationwide.
Yeah.
That's the first main component.
Okay.
Is if we take that, and I realize the liberals are going to literally, you talk about screaming when Trump got elected.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but you got to understand something. If this makes the liberals scream and their heads spin around, that's a good day for me.
I agree. I agree, Pat. You and I both. But it's going to take action like what we just described if we are going to save. What I mean by save this country, nobody wants to live in fear 24/7. That's not America.
Right. Yeah. That's we're the land of the free, home of the brave, and those that cower in fear. Yeah. Those don't seem to go together. Michael, I got to run. We're out of time. But he's calling for a national movement to do what it is that Philadelphia is doing, where you allow for open carry. Let everybody know you're carrying. I've got a holster that I had made for me that contours to my right hip. So when I'm carrying it, like under a sweater or jacket, they don't know I'm carrying it. I might want to go get a different holster, so while I'm carrying it, everybody in the world knows I'm carrying, and maybe I can actually become part of the deterrency.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There you go.
Pat, it's always a privilege to be on your show. Thank you so much for the opportunity. God bless you, and God bless America.
And God bless you, Michael. Thank you so very, very much. I appreciate you being here today.
Podcasts by Federated Media.